Update of the avalanche forecast for Monday, the 12th of January 2026. A critical avalanche situation will be encountered over a wide area. All day it applies above the treeline high avalanche danger, so danger level 4, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem. This in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, below the treeline, we have a new snow problem. This in all aspects. The fresh snow and the sometimes deep wind slabs are very prone to triggering. Avalanches can in many places be released very easily. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in all aspects above the treeline. Such avalanche-prone locations are covered with new snow and are therefore barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. To some extent, avalanches can penetrate deep layers and reach large size. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as on wind-loaded slopes. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The run-out zones of large avalanches are to be treated with caution. As a consequence of the sometimes strong wind, individual natural avalanches are possible. Wumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack and fresh avalanches serve as an alarm indicating the danger. Defensive route selection is important. And now the snowpack. The wind will be strong at times. The old snowpack is faceted. Over a wide area, new snow and wind slabs are lying on a weakly bonded old snowpack. The various wind slabs have bonded poorly with each other and the old snowpack. We have the following danger patterns: DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold; DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Tuesday, the 13th of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.